Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about a very tricky subject. How in the world do you budget with irregular income?
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Millennial Money Podcast is brought to you by Freshly. Freshly delivers fully cooked, prepared meals straight to your door. No more coming home and wondering what's for dinner because Freshly's team of chefs and nutritionists are here to save the day. You get to skip the shopping, chopping, and cleanup. All you have to do is heat them up and boom, your meal is ready to eat in only 3 minutes. To try Freshly out, go to Freshly.com and enter code Millennial to get $20 off your first week. That's 6 meals for just $39 plus free shipping. This offer is only valid for a limited time, so go to Freshly.com and enter code Millennial for $20 off and free shipping. Consider dinner done. Today's podcast is one that is kind of near and dear to my heart. I get a lot of questions from listeners about irregular income. And I mean, this is just really, I think, the world that we're living in, right? Whether we have side hustles or, you know, we got laid off from our job and we're trying to, you know, pull money together every month, or we're an entrepreneur. Whether we have an online business or we have an actual, you know, physical business, and trying to budget for income that is not regular. You know, when we work for a company, we know every 2 weeks or once a month or whatever it's going to be, we get our check, right? It's deposited into our bank account. And it's like, voila, there is money we can go and spend. And we get really used to having that check, so much so that I think a lot of times there's a complacency to think that that cash is always going to be there. And then, you know, when we're in a economic environment like we're in right now, where a lot of people are getting laid off, and it seems to be the more money you make, the more prone you are to be laid off, because, you know, they want to free up bigger salaries, and companies are buying companies. And when companies are acquired, you know, a lot of times they go in and they slash the employees and they bring in new people and they lower salaries and all sorts of things that are going on. And it really feels like no one is immune to that. But, you know, if that's the case, or if you're like myself, which I really feel like I kind of came out of the womb an entrepreneur with business ideas, and no matter how hard I try to fight it, it does not go away. It's just like something deep inside of me that calls me to come up with different ideas, to think outside of the box, to look at things differently. And I know that a lot of you listening are in that same position, you know, whether you, again, have an online business or a physical business. And no matter what stage you're in, whether you're in the idea stage, whether you're in, you know, launching, or your business has been around a while, you're still vulnerable to those times where the income is not flowing. And, you know, it's hard to figure out how to budget. It's hard to figure out, you know, how do you stay sane? How do you not break down? How do you not get, you know, panic stricken, depressed, you know, whatever those words may be? How do you not let those emotions overtake you when your income is irregular? Because sometimes, you know, you think that you can count on a certain amount of income in a particular month, and then, you know, I don't know, like the vendor might not pay you out, or, you know, all sorts of things. I mean, I could do a whole podcast on the things that happen to the income that you count on being there. And so a lot of times you have to kind of bob and weave, and you have to figure out, like, okay, well, that was obviously plan A. Now we got to have a plan B or plan C or D, E, F, you know, and we got to come up with a way to be able to pay our bills. And I think, you know, there are a lot of tips when you talk about how to budget with irregular income. And, you know, it's hard for me because a lot of times, because I've done it for so many years, I tend to overthink the things that are really important, I think, that are really practical for you to know. And so I want to bring you a lot of those tips, a lot of things that have worked for me in the past, and a lot of people that I've worked with in the past, because this is by far the most common question. And I think even if, you know, you have a full-time job, there may be months where you get a big bonus, or there may be just times where you come into more income. Maybe you have a side hustle or something like that. And so, you know, even flowing that income can be tricky to try and figure out how do you do it best. So, you know, you have to start with finding what I like to call your baseline number, right? It's the foundation. It is the crust under our pizza. You know, this is the number of cash that you have to have each month to pay your necessities, everything you absolutely have to pay: rent, car payment, student loans, groceries. That does not include eating out. Eating out actually is a luxury, believe it or not. Minimum credit card payments, car insurance, health insurance, you know, the stuff, again, that you have to put your cash towards, that if you don't make those payments every month, bad stuff's going to happen. Bad stuff's going to happen to your credit score. Creditors are going to come after you. You know, all of those sorts of things. So you need to write out your list of what are those items, and then what is the minimum dollar amount that you need to pay on each of those. And this is where a lot of people get confused, because a lot of us, you know, we might overpay on our student loans, or we might overpay on credit card payments, things like that. Well, when you're trying to find your baseline number, you're really looking for just the bottom number, the most minimum number that you have to pay just to get that expense paid that particular month. If you're self-employed, you know, you might want to also add in that some percentage for your taxes. And this is where having a good CPA will really come in handy for you, and where they are definitely worth the amount of money that you will pay them, because they can help you figure out the exact amount you should be saving each month to pay your taxes, your annual taxes, your quarterly taxes. Typically, it can be somewhere around, 10 to 30% of your income, but that's just a range. So it's really important, again, to like go have a conversation with the CPA, have them look at your income projections for the year, have them look at what happened in your business last year, and help you figure out, what is that baseline number that you should be saving. And then, when you make more income, how much more of the additional income should you be saving? Super important, just to make sure you don't have, again, any of those like complete panic, freak out attacks when tax time comes around. And I speak from personal experience on this one, because when I first started my very first business when I was in college, actually, I didn't understand how all this worked. And, they tried to walk me through it as best as possible. But the first year, it was one of those like crash and burn moments where I hadn't saved enough money. And then I was scrambling to figure out, okay, how I was going to pay my taxes. And from that point on, I said, okay, if I'm going to be an entrepreneur the rest of my life, I have to get this down, because that was just, it was just not a good time period. All right. So once you have this baseline number, this bottom number, you have a goal marker that you can actually quantify, right? So this is the place that you have to have that amount of money every month just to get your stuff paid for, right? Nothing extra, nothing fancy. We haven't gone out and gotten, coffees every day. We're not having lunch with people. None of that. We're just taking care of ourselves, right? So that is your bottom number. Then you've got to figure out how you even flow the cash in the months when you make more. And then the trickier part, of course, is in the months where you make less. So let's look at the months where you make more, because those are fun, right? Those are the sweet months when everything's feeling pretty good. You're feeling like you got this thing down pat, like you are you are it, right? You're running your business, everything's flowing, people are coming to you right and left, cash is coming in. But the important things to remember is that, you're not always going to have this kind of cash each month. Not every month is going to be this type of month. Now, you could have like a really long run of really awesome months where you just hit the sweet spot and you start making a lot more money. Absolutely, right? I mean, that is absolutely the goal. But the important thing is to not blow all that extra money on stuff that you don't need, which is human nature, right? We all we have extra cash. We're like, oh, we should probably go out and spend it. It's just the way our brains work. So you also got to give yourself like a little bit of kind of latitude there and not, not get too upset at yourself. But you can give yourself, a little reward for having an awesome month, but keep it small, keep it something, $100 or less or whatever amount feels comfortable to you. That's always, I think, the best way to approach those months where things are going super good.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
And then there are a couple options you have in these months. You know, what's going where? Where is this cash going? And I love this analogy of giving your cash a job, like giving it some sort of responsibility in your bank account, because if it just hangs out and kind of lurks around in your bank account, it's probably going to get spent. So, you know, we want to give it some sort of job, some sort of place that it's going to. And, you know, there are like four places where I send a lot of my extra cash. So these might work for you, or you might just, you know, come up with your own ideas. But I have an account called Good Month Savings. So whenever I'm having a really good month and I'm going to have excess money, I throw all that, not all, a percentage, I should say, a percentage of that excess amount into my Good Month Savings. So I've got that cash there in the months where things aren't so good. I can go into my Good Month Savings account. Then I have, you know, debt payoff. So is there a debt I'm trying to attack? What percentage of the excess amount is going to go to debt payoff? If you're debt-free, you don't have any debt, then great, more savings for you, right? Then there's tax savings. So I'll always try to put extra in those months where everything's flowing really good into the tax savings account. Again, just so I don't get in a situation where I underfund that tax savings. I mean, the best scenario is that at the end of the year, you have more money in your tax savings account, and you either use that for next year as sort of a surplus, or you take that excess money out and reroute it to something else, maybe to one of your goals, maybe to your retirement savings, you know, whatever that may be. Maybe you put it back into your business if you're running your own business. And then lastly is a goals savings account. And, you know, there's lots of different ways you can do savings accounts for goals. You can have one savings account that's just kind of a catch-all for your goals, or you could have multiple different savings accounts. Now, there's a couple of ways to think about this, right? So if you have a savings account that is earning interest, right? It's one of the high-yield savings accounts, and it's earning, you know, 1% plus, hopefully, of interest. You know, the more we break that out into separate savings accounts, the less impact we're having, the less growth we're having with that interest rate versus if we keep it kind of all piled together, right? So the more money that's in that account, the greater interest we're going to earn on that money. But some people, you know, they just prefer to have a separate savings account. It's just easier for them, like for their brain to look at when they're logging on, like, okay, I'm going to send $50 to this, $50 to that, $50. And that's totally fine. I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do this. There's no perfect scenario. It's really whatever works with you and, you know, whatever is going to help keep you motivated to achieve those goals. So hopefully that makes sense to you. And then months where things are good, I actually do something that's really, really crazy. And people in the past have laughed at me about this, but I swear to you, it works. It works for me. It's worked for some friends that I have referred the suggestion to, but I actually wrap my credit cards that I don't want to use in a picture of a goal I'm trying to achieve. And so last year we wanted to go to Maui for my birthday. And so I ended up wrapping cards in the good months in a picture of a beach. And that just reminded me, like, hey, don't blow what you got. Don't blow your savings on stupid stuff that you don't really need. Like, this is the goal you're going for. I've had friends wrap their credit cards in a picture of a house, a picture of a car, a picture of a baby they were saving, they were expecting a child, you know, whatever it may be. But it's just so I'm not tempted to use those. And again, it's a good trick. It may sound crazy, but sometimes these crazy things work. If you're having trouble with using your credit cards, especially if you have irregular income, because that's really where it can catch up to you. You know, if you're not going to have that same income in a particular month and you're spending like crazy on your credit card, then, you know, you're not either not able to pay off that credit card or, you know, there's more interest in the wrong way working towards you. So, you know, doing any of those sort of tricks that can help, you know, your brain like focus on really what you're going towards, I think are always a good thing. And who cares who laughs at you? That's what I'm going to say. Who cares, right? It's your money. You get to make your decisions. So the months when things aren't so good, that's the tricky months, right? If you have irregular income, you know it, you can feel it in your gut, you have been there. This is where good planning in good months pays off. Now, if you hadn't had any good months yet, now that's another story, but we'll get there. So again, we got to go back to our baseline number and we got to look at where you're at. You know, how are you faring with that baseline number? How much are you missing here to make that baseline number work? And not to do anything extra, right? You're just trying to pay your bills. So what is that income amount that we're trying to solve for? Next, you got to look to your savings accounts. You know, do you have that cash sitting in one of these accounts? I tend to take from every account before I take from the tax savings account, just so I'm not, again, sweating bullets around tax time if you're self-employed here, you know. But when push comes to shove and you got cash sitting in your tax savings account, sometimes you got to take that cash, right? You got to take whatever you need to get that baseline number accounted for. Now, the problem that a lot of people I see, you know, do is, you know, your baseline number and you're going through the month and you're thinking, okay, this is going to be an awesome month. And then things explode halfway through the month and you haven't planned properly. You know, those are tough situations to be in. And, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you really have to like put on your thinking cap. And this is really where I think your entrepreneurial skills need to come out. And it's hard for them to come out when you're stressed, when you're not feeling creative, when you're worried about money. But, you know, can you get an advance on a project you're working on? You'd be surprised. There's a lot of projects that I work on and, you know, all I have to do is ask, like, hey, I you know, I need an advance on this project. And a lot of times the answer is yes. A lot of times the answer is no. But, you know, can you get advance on something you're working on? Do you have any credit cards that have a 0% APR offer? You know, something where if you take some cash for a small period of time, it's not going to really hurt your debt. You know, you're going to be able to pay that off. But then, you know, what else can you do to make some cash? You know, there are times where you got to just be really creative here and you know, find whatever you can that's legal. Find whatever you can that's legal. Just have to make that disclaimer for some reason. To come up with enough cash to even flow. You know, I mean, in the last scenario, you know, can you borrow from a parent? Can you borrow from a friend? Can you even say, hey, you know, let me borrow, you know, X amount and, you know, I'll have it to you in 2 weeks plus 5% interest or whatever it may be, you know, make some deal with your friend or with your parents, you know, to make sure that you have enough to cover what you need to, because, you know, I don't want you to get in a collections situation where your credit starts to get screwed and all of those sorts of things that happen when, you know, we don't plan well in the good months. So when you have this irregular income, it's so important that you're in your numbers at least once a week to see where you're at. You know, this is where having a good money system pays off. And it doesn't take that much time every week. You know, I mean, I think the common perception is that, you know, you've spent hours and hours and hours going over your money every single week. And that's just not true. In fact, if you spent about 10 to 15 minutes each week just looking at where you're at, looking at maybe where you could cut, or maybe, you know, if that's one of the good months where you can reroute the income, you're going to be golden for the month. You're not going to have to spend more than 10 to 15 minutes every week. And so it really takes the stress off, you know? I think especially when there's good months and we tend to not look at our budget, you know, we think like, okay, everything's moving smoothly, but we have to plan in those good months because it's really those good months that are going to help save us in the months where things are so super irregular. And then, you know, always be on the lookout for ways that you can save money. Are you paying fees at your bank? If you're paying fees at your bank, there are so many banks where there are no fees or there are ways for you to avoid those fees. Are you overpaying on your cell phone, your internet, your cable? If you don't know, call the company and ask for a better deal. Chances are you can save a ton of cash. We're looking right now at cutting the cord. And when I look at how much money we're going to be saving. I'm just like, this is a no-brainer. I mean, this is like a lot of money. It becomes like a real amount of money every month. But, you know, at the end of the day, budgeting with a regular income, it's very tricky. You know, there is not a one-size-fits-all solution to this. The best advice is to remember that you're the CEO of your finances. If you plan well in the months where you're feeling really rich, where things are going really well, again, you're going to thank yourself in those months where you don't feel so rich, where the contract fell through, or, you know, maybe you're just not going to get paid for a few weeks, those sorts of things. You know, you're going to have set up yourself for success in a way that's going to help you avoid kind of those sheer panic moments. So if you're dealing with a budget with irregular income, don't give up. Find your baseline number, figure out how you can set up a system for success, and stick with it. Stick with it. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. I'd love to say thank you to our sponsor of this episode, Freshly. Go to freshly.com and enter the code millennial at checkout to get our special deal for this episode. Do me a favor, if you love this podcast, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.